As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide makes simplicity a priority so financial professionals can help their clients achieve their retirement goals. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea, and off of yesterday's program, which was just wonderful, the people working, Eric and the team working on the geopolitics of the Eastern Mediterranean and all of that. We tried to shift back to the markets and to the economy much more today. Just a stellar set of guests. Program note, I really want to shout out David Gura's The Big Take yesterday. Look for that at Bloomberg Podcast. It is a show that's gotten rave reviews on Israel, on Iran. It was with our Nick Wadhams and company, and Ethan Bronner, our Tel Aviv bureau chief. I really can't say enough about the response Mr. Gura's had off of The Big Take yesterday. Our response today was to speak about the economy. Sri Kumar is legendary. He's out of Los Angeles, iconic with TCW and others before that, closely associated with Mike Milken's soiree, the Milken Institute. Sri Kumar is adamant that we've got to get back to foundational theories of another time and place, and even suggests with this persistent inflation, not we will, but we could see a rate increase. He wants to go back to his mentor and PhD advisor at Columbia years ago, John Taylor, now at Stanford University. Sri Kumar on the Taylor rule.
You have to go back to the pre-pandemic, long ago, 1990s approach to Taylor rule. And it was first proposed, Tom, in 1993. Janet Yellen, who was then in San Francisco, said she hopes that it can be adopted soon. And 30 years later, there is no progress toward it. You need the Taylor rule back. It is a very flexible formula, taking into account whether your growth is above or below target, your inflation is above or below target, and based on that, should you be increasing or lowering interest rate. You put the formula out, you publish it in newspapers, speak about it on Bloomberg, and I will know what's going to happen to interest rate.
Sri Kumar, with one thought there, and of course closely associated now with Stanford University and the Hoover Institution. One of the things we really tried to do today was stay on the markets, and the markets, of course, had a deep drawdown. I'm kidding. VIX got out to a 19, not 20 level. I guess that's some recent angst in the market, as you'd expect, with all that's going on in politics. And yes, some real earnings angst as well off of JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs doing well, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, less so. Thanks to Ken Leon at CFRA, who was brilliant on Bank of America. He made real clear he thought this whole thing was subpar, but Bank of America clearly having the ability to bounce back in future quarters.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more, Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.
So there we are, into earnings season. And of course, what everybody's waiting for is tech. And tech to me is Apple. I know Microsoft comes out as well. May 2nd will be Apple earnings. And it's good to catch up with Gene Munster at Deepwater. And I went to, you know, something conventional. Not China, not product, not iPhone, not goggles like Andrew Murphy wears, working with Gene Munster. I went back to use of cash. Munster went through the math of their free cash flow.
They generate about $100 billion in operating income. And so this is about a $350, $400 billion revenue company. They'll probably do about $95 billion this year. Free cash flow will be around $55 billion. So this is still a machine when it comes to, and I want to, I think I buried the lead relative to that data point about their free cash flow, is revenue growth. If you take what it will be in the March quarter, what they're going to report in a few weeks here, revenue growth over the past eight quarters has been down, will be down 0.4% on average. So they continue to drive that kind of $50 billion plus free cash flow despite revenue being flat. I think it speaks to the strength of the business model that they have.
I've been harping on this. It's maybe my theme for the year, which is there's a complete growth fixation within the financial media. It's about growing earnings, growing revenues, growing this, growing units. How many clicks do they have? How many iPods have they sold, et cetera? And the iPhones, I should say. And the reality is a lot of companies and CFOs are less focused on growth at any cost and are looking at profit. And the profit model of something like Apple, just as one example, is just absolutely stunning. There's no other way to put it. It's one of the focuses that we have at Bloomberg Surveillance, is that we're always looking at the Bloomberg FA screen, the financial analysis screen, and we're saying, okay, growthy, 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 and all that. But what does the profit look like? How do they come down the income statement? What does free cash flow look horizontally? Pro tip, one of the great things I'm doing now, this is not original, is I look at where they were in 2019 and now where they are 4 years out and 5 years out in 2024. 5 years out, it'll be, you know, in two quarters, three quarters or so. And you'd be amazed how you can glean out industries such as banking, where, yeah, there's been a free cash flow lift, but not as much as you think. And these juggernauts with these high multiples, these big tech companies that are putting it on every quarter. We're having a lot of fun with this. It's single best idea. It's just two ideas. We have a committee. You know, we argue. I mean, we had one meeting went 45 minutes to try to decide which two we would pick to put in the single best idea. But today it's Sri Kumar and it's Gene Munster. Just as simple as that. It's a single best idea. Of course, listen to us out on Apple CarPlay. Download the Bloomberg Business app. It's free on YouTube. All I can say is you search Bloomberg Podcasts and you get on the live chat and we never know what people are going to talk about. Jess Benton's like, play Satisfaction. So we played the Rolling Stones, Otis Redding, and other worthies today. Okay, fine. And then everybody's all of a sudden about the NBA. Thank God Damian Sassauer bailed me out with chit-chat on the NBA. So this is Single Best Idea from Bloomberg Surveillance.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.